Hello, welcome to Sundance's special sleep guest. I'm Sundance, and this is for Cassidy. Today I'm going to tell just some fun stories from my childhood. I thought it would be nice just to kind of get something out there and have a good time. I think today I'm going to talk about my friend Nathan and his go-kart. Growing up, I had a friend that lived a couple doors down, good friend. His name was Nathan, and his family owned this little go-kart, and it was the most ghetto go-kart you've ever seen. Of course, I'd never seen a go-kart before. This is the only go-kart I'd ever seen besides Mario Kart, which obviously is not real. So this go-kart was, looking back on it, clearly homemade. It had a frame made from maybe 1-inch square tubing, metal steel tubing or something. It was painted red, if I believe. And it was just basically a rectangle for the frame. It had some, I don't know what you'd call it. It's kind of like the cross-hatched aluminum decking mesh, kind of like a mesh, but little thicker. That was the base, like that was where your feet sat on so that they didn't fall through, but it wasn't welded very well, so where your feet sat up at the front, one of the sides came down and would dip down, so if you weren't paying attention and you let your leg relax too much, it could, or it bonked down or something, it would scrape on the ground, which was great. Across the center was a piece of the frame that was welded there so that it had the seat on it. And the seat was one of those old plastic school chairs. The ones that are like kind of the like smooth plastic. They're kind of like a bucket seat shape, but they're really form-fitting. So you're kind of like stuck in it. It's actually pretty comfy for a go-kart, but I remember at school they were not great chairs. They've upgraded now to the new plastic chairs. But it was that with the legs of the chair, I think just cut off, because it still had like a metal thing underneath to get welded to the go-kart. So they just chopped the legs off, and it had, if I recall, it had the little nubs where the legs were, and those were kind of sharp, so you had to be careful for those. The steering wheel was, it came up at an angle from the front of the car where the wheels were at, right? So you could turn the wheels. But instead of being a steering wheel, it was, I can only describe it as, it was probably a very small bicycle's handlebar, maybe about a foot wide, except it was bent at a 45 degree angle. So when you were driving the go-kart, it was kind of like you were holding onto a little triangle that didn't have a base, just the top two, you know, the left and the right angles of the triangle, and then where they meet in the middle, that was attached to the steering mechanism. So you would turn that left and counterclockwise and clockwise, guess a better way to put it. But the problem with that setup is that it was really hard to get leverage and turn the wheels, which for, you know, a 9-year-old kid, could be a problem. So when you were not moving or you were moving slowly, it was really hard to turn. The faster you went, the easier it was to turn the go-kart, which I'm sure led to some issues, but yeah. The motor was right behind the seat. It didn't have any sort of cowling or anything. It was like right there in the open. All the moving chains and stuff were facing the back, so they weren't really accessible, or it wasn't a concern of touching you, but I'm pretty sure it was just a, a lawnmower. I think it was just a lawnmower engine that they literally pulled out of a lawnmower, somehow got it rigged up to turn the chain. It had a little drive shaft that turned a sprocket connected to a chain to the wheels somehow. and I don't know if it's mounted. It must have been mounted sideways. All I know is that that chain was not tight at all. It was super loose. So if you rev the engine too much, it would pop off. Because when the motor was idle, it would not move anywhere. But when you rev the engine, it automatically started going. There was no gears or anything. The throttle was not on the handle. It was a foot, a quote-unquote pedal. What it was a string that was tied to the throttle on the motor. The string went forward into a loop, and you put your foot in the loop and pulled on the string. So to gas up, you just push your foot forward like a pedal, but it pulled a little string instead. And obviously that's not the greatest solution, but you know, that's what it is. The brakes, I think there was a brake pedal, not a brake pedal, a brake handle, kind of like a bicycle, on the steering handle doohickey. But I'm not sure. I don't really remember, because all I remember is it didn't have brakes. You just stopped pushing the gas, and it would slow you down. And it slowed you down pretty quickly, but it was not real brakes by any means, you know. So that was great. So this little kind of junky, but admittedly fun go-kart. Nathan had a big backyard, and we would go drive it around in the backyard. His backyard had a big flat spot with grass, but then it also had this dip that went down probably 6 feet over 3 feet. It was like a 50% incline. It was pretty steep, but you could go up and down that with a go-kart. It wasn't like a danger of rolling, but it sure felt pretty intense as a kid. And we would also drive it around the side of his house. He had a big strip along the side, so we could drive it along there into the front, turn around, go back. We would do loops like that for all day, you know. When the grass was wet, it was fun because that thing would, it had torque. It would peel out. You could do donuts in the backyard in the grass. That was always really fun. But one of the times, many stories with this, but I'll just tell a few. You know, one time we're working on it, the chain came off or whatever, we're fixing it. And of course, we're kids, you know, we didn't turn off the motor to put the chain back on. Even that's kind of dangerous or whatever. But I also know sometimes they couldn't get the chain back on or whatever. So they would, you'd put half the sprocket on and then rev the engine and it pulls itself on, which is a little dangerous for, you know, 8 and 9 year olds to be doing. But another time, Nathan was on it, and he was off driving, you know, and I'm back waiting for my turn with the other friends or whoever, and he revs it hard, and we see we see the acceleration string snap, and however that happened, you know, it happened before, and we had to fix it, not a big deal, but this time, when it snapped, it stuck the throttle in the wide open position. So he started, luckily he was like up against a wall or something. He basically ran right into a wall and it started trying to go crazy and he had to jump out and kill the motor. I think it had a switch or something like on the back of the motor, but you couldn't kill the motor from the driver, so you had to get out. So he jumped out and killed it, and that was exciting. But one of my most favorite memories with it was we had driven down to the reservoir. The reservoir was down a road, a really not well-used road, so we never got in trouble for riding on it. But it was a good mile and a half down the road, and we would ride our bikes. It was downhill from the house. We would ride the bikes down. The go-kart would come down, and we would be faster than the go-kart on our bikes going down, and it would beat us going back up. But we get down there, and there's a lot of little dirt roads, or I should say there's a dirt road that goes around the reservoir, and it also has some little four-wheeling offshoots that people take. But some of those areas would get flooded sometimes with water from the reservoir. And this time, it had gotten flooded, and so there was some big pools of water in the ruts, and Nathan started driving through one thinking it was small, and it was much larger than he thought, and so he went down, you know, up to his knees in water or whatever, and freaks out, it gets up mostly out of the water and then stalls and dies. So he has to get out, and he's standing on the edge of this, you know, wobbly, rickety go-kart. And I just remember it having like three wheels that were stable and one that wasn't. And as he was getting out, it was like slowly sinking into the mud. And I had just watched Star Wars, you know, not that long ago, been introduced. And I remember it looking just like Luke's X-Wing as it sunk into the swamp on Dagobah. And I thought it was so neat and so cool as he jumped. And of course, he's panicking. He thinks he's going to drown in this, you know, 6-inch puddle of water. But he jumps out of it. I don't remember how we got it out. We got it out somehow because it's still around. So that was a blast. We drove it back up and called it good. And that's basically how the go-karts went. I had a lot of fun. You know, it wouldn't hold two people. It was, I think we had two people on it once or twice. It was super dangerous because you had to sit facing backwards on that part of the mesh grill thing that would dip down into the ground and catch the dirt while you're going. So we didn't do that a lot, but we definitely took turns playing with it and driving around, and it just all around was some good fun. So thank you for listening. Hope you enjoyed this episode, special edition, unplugged Sundance Sleepcast. Goodbye.